This message, Be Certain of God, by Brother William Aaron Branham, was delivered on Sunday morning, January 25, 1959, at the Branham Tabernacle in Jeffersonville, Indiana, USA. Lumbigo qiniseka ngonkulunkulu. Ngomfo wethu William Aaron Branham wethulwa ngesonto ekuseni ngozibandlela 25 ngo-1959 eBranham Tabernacle eJeffersonville eIndiana, USA.
And it reads like this, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was an inhabitant of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word.
Futhi ifundeka kanje, u-Elijah umtishipi, owayengo wabahlali beGiliyadi wasesithi ku-Ahab, njengoba inkosi uNkulunkulu ka-Israyeli iphila, engimi phambi kwayo. Kakuyi kuba khona amazolo lezulu kuliminyaka emithathu kuphela njengokwelizwi lami.
And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cedrith, Cherith I meant to say, that is before Jordan, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee.
Ngakho ilizwi lenkosi lafika kuye lisithi, Phakama uqonde ngasempumalanga, uzicashise esifuleni iKherithi, mbe ngifuna ukutsho, esiphambi kweJodani. Kuza kuthi-ke uzakunatha esifuleni. Sengilaye amawabayi ukuthi akondle.
So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook.
Wasehamba wenza njengokutsho kwelizwi lenkosi. Ngoba wayahlala esifuleni eKherithi esiphambi kweJodani. Amawabayi amlethela isinkwa lenyama ekuseni. Lesinkwa lenyama ntambama wanatha esifuleni.
And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, Rise, and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee.
Kwathi ngemva kwesikhathi isifula sacha, ngoba kwakungela zulu elizweni. Ngakho ilizwi lenkosi lase lifika kuye lisithi, Suka njalo uhambe eZarefathi, elingale eSidon uhlale khona. Khangela, ngilayele ongowesifazane, ongumfelokazi khona, ukuthi akondle.
So he rose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel, that I may drink.
Wasukumake waya eZarefathi. Lapho efika esangweni lomuzi, khangela owesifazana ongumfelokazi, wayelapho etheza inkuni. Wambiza wathi ake ungikhele amanzi amalutshwane ngenkezo, ngiyakucela ukuze nginathe.
And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. And she said, As the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and for my son, that we may eat it and die.
Wati esahamba uguya watata, wambiza wati, age ungipatele ngiacela, utezu lesinkwa esandlensako. Futi wasesithi, kuphila kukaJehova unkulunkulu wakho, kanyela qebelengwane, kuphela impuphu egcwala isandla, esiqinini, lamafutha ayingcosana egabheni, futhi khangela ngitheza izinkuni ezimbili ukuze ngingene ngizilungisele khona mina lokwendodana yami ukuze sidle futhi sife.
And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first and bring it to me, and after make for thee and thy son.
U-Elijah wasesithi kuye, ungesabi, hamba uyenze njengokutsho kwakho, kodwa ngenzele kuqala iqebelengwane elincinyane, ngakho ulilethe lapha kimi, ngemva kwalokho-ke wenzele wena lendodana.
For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth.
Ngoba icho njalo inkosi unkulunkulu ka-Israyeli, isiqhingi sempuphu kasiyi kuphela, lamafutha asegabheni kawayi kuphela, kuze kube lusuku inkosi ezakunisa ngalo izulu emhlabeni.
And she went in and did according to the saying of Elisha. And she and he and her house did eat many days. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord which was spoken by Elijah.
Wasekhamba phakathi wenza njengelizwi lika-Elija, njalo yena futhi laye lendlu yakhe badla okwensuku ezinenye. Isiqhingi sempuphu asiphelanga, legabha lamafutha aliphelanga, njengokwelizwi lenkosi elakhulunywa ngu-Elija.
For this morning's talk, just before going overseas, I have chosen a text of this. Be certain of God.
Ngenkulumo yalokho ukusa, ngaphambi kokuya phesheya kolwandle, ngikhethe isifundo salokho. Qiniseka ngoNkulunkulu.
And now, Lord, bless thy word as it goes forth. And may the Holy Spirit capture our minds and our thoughts and prepare us for His visitation as we have asked Him to come.
Njalo manje Nkosi, busisa ilizwi lakho lapho liphuma. Njalo umoya oyingcwele makathumbe ingqondo zethu lemicabango yethu. Njalo asilungiselele ukusivakatshela kwakhe, njengoba simcelile yena ukuba eze.
For we do not come to the house of the Lord to be seen or to see, but to learn of thee, and to know of thy nature and thy way and thy causes, that we might be able to face the problems of life with a real assurance, being certain of God. Grant it, Lord. In Jesus' name we asked it. Amen.
Ngoba kasizi endlini yenkosi ukuba sibonwe kumbe ukubona, kodwa ukufunda ngawe, lokufunda ngesimo sakho, langendlela yakho, lezizathu zakho, ukuze sikhangelane lenhlupheko zempilo, silokuqiniseka koqobo,
siqinisekile ngonkulunkulu kwenze kube njalo nkosi ngegama lika Jesu Kristu siyakucela amen.
It must have been a dreadful morning. It was so hot and dusty, and people was in the streets starving, and the earth was so hot it was ready to burn. All this was the reflection of their sins and their moral decay.
Kwa kungabe kuyikusa okwesabisayo. Kwa kuchisa kakhulu. Futhi kulentuli. Njalo abantu basezitaladini besifa ngendlala. Lo mhlaba wawuchisa usulungele ukubhebha. Konke lokho kwakuyisitshengiselo sezono zabo lokubola kwembeko zabo.
You see, Ahab was reigning in Israel at the time, or over Israel, and he was the wickedest of all the kings of Israel. There had been no king as wicked as Ahab, for he being taught and knowed better, he failed not to continue to displease God in everything that he did.
We are born. U-Ab wayebusa e-Israyeli. Ngaleso sikhathi kumbe phezu kuka-Israyeli. Njalo wayengomubi ngokudluliseleyo kumakhosi wonke ako-Israyeli. Kwakungela nkosi eyayimbi njengo-Ab. Ngoba yena efundisiwe njalo esazingcono. Wehluleka ukuthi engaqobekeli pambili ngokungathabisi uNkulunkulu kukho konke ayekwenza.
Although he had a great military system and the people had become very prosperous under his reign, but yet you cannot displease God and expect to get by very long.
Loba wayeluhlelo lwamabutho olukhulu, labantu babesephumelele kakhulu phansi kokubusa kwakhe. Kodwa loba kunjalo ungeke wazondisa uNkulunkulu futhi ukhangelele ukufika ngapi okwesikhathi eside.
And then in his wedding, instead of marrying among his own people, he went over and married a sinner, an idolater, worship of idols. He married Jezebel, and she was not a believer.
Njalo ke emtchadweni wakhe kulokuba athathe phakathi kwabantu bakibo wahamba wasithatha isoni umkhonzi wezithombe ukukhonza izithombe wathatha uJezebeli njalo wayengayisilo ikholwa.
And no believer should ever marry an unbeliever under no circumstances. Should always marry believers.
Futhi akula kholo elimele lithathe ongakholwayo loba sokutheni kumele bethathe amakholo izikhathi zonke.
But Ahab had done this evil thing. No doubt but what Jezebel was a beautiful woman. And he had fell for what she looked like instead of what she was. That so many people make that same mistake to this day.
Kodwa u-Ab wenza linto embi. Futhi kungela kuthandabuza uJezebeli wayengumfazi omuhle. Futhi wakhangwa ukuthi wayekhangele kanjani esikhundleni sokuba wayeyini. Ngabantu abanenga benza lelo phutha elifanayo kuze kube lamuhla.
And she had brought idolatry in the nation, among the people. And the people, the priests, their ministers, had fell victim to this great popular demand.
Futhi waleta ukukhonza izithombe elizweni phakathi kwabantu, njalo abantu abaprisita, abafundisi babo, babanjwa isifuno esikhulu esidumileyo.
And it's the very picture of our country today. We have fallen under the popular demand. No doubt that the priests thought it would be all right as long as their government okayed it. But I don't care what the government okays.
Amen.
It's got to be what God okays.
Futhi yiwo umfanekiso sibili welizwe lethu lamuhla sesiwele phansi kwesifuno esidumileyo. Kungela kuthandabuza ukuthi abapresida bacabanga ukuthi kuyabe kulungile nxa kuphela uhulumende wabo ekuvumela. Kodwa angilandaba ukuthi uhulumende wabo uvumelani. Kumele kube yilokho okuvunyelwa nguNkulunkulu.
And the people thought that it would be all right if they anticipated in some of their worldly things. And one might ask me to retrace what I have just said, that it was a very likely picture of today.
Njalo abantu bakhumbula ukuthi kuyabe kulungile uba bekhangelela ezintweni zabo zomhlaba. Njalo omunye engangicela ukuba ngiphinde ngisanda ukukhuluma ukuthi kwakungemfanekiso ofanayo walamuhla.
We may not think that we are idol worshippers, but we are. And the government endorses it. People today are idol worshippers because they worship idols. Some of them worship movie stars for idols. Some worship money for idols. And some worship television stars as idols. But all that you put before God is an idol. Let it be whatever it may be.
Singacabanga ukuthi asisibo bakhonzi besithombe, kodwa siyibo. Lo hulumende uyakuvumela abantu balamuhla ngabakhonzi besithombe, ngoba bakhonza isithombe. Abanye babo bakhonza ingcwethi zamabhayisikopo njengesithombe. Abanye bakhonza imali njengesithombe. Njalo abanye bakhonza ingcwethi zamathelevishini njengesithombe. Kodwa konke okubeka kuqala kulo nkulunkulu kuyisithombe, akube loba yikuphi.
Even the Satan, our great adversary, is such a smart one until he even put sometimes the church before God.
Loba la ku Satan, isitha sethu esikhulu, ungohlakaniphileyo, aze abeke ngezinye izikhathi ibandla kuqala kulo nkulunkulu.
You might have a great church. It may be a great building. Or it may be a great denomination. And again, it may be a great congregation. But let nothing come before God in your heart. Anything before God is an idol.
Ungaba lebandla elikhulu, kungaba isakhiwo esikhulu, kumbe kungaba inhlanganiso yesonto enkulu. Futhi njalo kungaba ngumbuthano omkhulu, kodwa ungavumeli lutho luze kuqala kulo nkulunkulu enhlizweni yakho. Loba yikuphi futhi kuqala kulo nkulunkulu kuyisithombe.
And these people knew that they wasn't spiritual like they used to be under the reigns of other kings. And they thought just because they was a religious nation that everything would be all right. And that's the way we have come to that place also.
Njalo abantu laba babekwazi ukuthi babengayisibo abakamoya njengalokho ababeyikho ngaphansi kokubusa kwamanye amakhosi. Futhi bacabanga ngoba babeyisizwe senkolo ukubana konke kuyabe kulungile. Njalo yiyo indlela esesifike ngayo lathi kuleyo ndawo.
Some months ago, I was talking to a very fine friend of mine. And he said, Brother Branham, I believe that you pinned this United States down too close.
Izinyanga ezithile ezedluleyo, ngangikhuluma lomngane wami olungileyo sibili. Futhi wathi umfowethu Branham, ngiyakholwa ukuthi ubethelela phansi kakhulu leli laseMelika.
He said, you're always roaring out the sin and how God is going to punish this nation. I said, he's got to do it in order to be just.
What? Uhlala ukhalimela isono lokuthi uNkulunkulu uzasijezisa njani lesisizwe. Ngathi kumele akwenze ukuze abe ngolungileyo.
He said, but Brother Branham, you forget that this nation was founded upon the scriptures. And our forefathers came here and God gave us this heritage. And we are a religious nation.
Wathi kodwa mfowethu Branham, uyakhohlwa ukuthi lesi isizwe sasekelwa phezu kwemphalo. Njalo okhokho bethu beza lapha lo Nkulunkulu wasipha leli ilifa. Futhi siyisizwe senkolo.
I said, that is true. Oh, love it, and no one knows how I appreciate this nation. But look, my brother, Israel also was chosen of God. And he sent her prophets and great men. But God cannot stand sin.
Ngathi, liqiniso lelo, konke lokho, futhi akula okwaziyo ukuthi ngilithakazelela kanjani leli lizwe. Kodwa khangela mfowethu, u-Israyelayo wayekhethiwe nguNkulunkulu, futhi wamthumela abaprofeti labantu abakhulu. Kodwa uNkulunkulu ngeke amelane lesono.
He made Israel reap every grain they sowed. And if he made Israel reap what she sowed, he'll make us reap what we sow. He is no respecter of person.
Wenza u-Israyeli avune yonke intanga ayihlanyelayo. Futhi nxa wenza u-Israyeli wavuna lokho akuhlanyelayo, uza kusenza sivune esikuhlanyelayo. Kabandlululi muntu.
And we got to the place to think that because we're resting upon what our forefathers did, or what upon our great founders of our churches, what their great sacrifice was to God, which is all right and so much appreciated.
Futhi sesifike endaweni esikhumbula khona ukuthi ngoba sime phezu kwalokho kwenziwa ngabo khokho bethu, kumbe phezu kwabasunguli bamabandla ethu, ukuthi bazinikela kangakanani kuNkulunkulu. Kulungile lokho, futhi kuyamukeleka.
But we cannot draw salvation from what they did.
Amen.
Salvation is an individual affair between every person and God. Not with our nation, with our church, but with ourselves before God we answer.
Kodwa singeke sathola insindiso kulokho abakwenzayo. Insindiso yindaba yomuntu ngamunye phakathi komuntu loNkulunkulu, hathi ngesizwe sethu kanye lebandla lethu. Kodwa thina phambi kwaNkulunkulu siya kuziphendulela.
It's come to the place in our country until in the midst of the most spiritual people that we have, you go to spiritual man and women, and you find in their heart that there's something lacking.
Sekufike endaweni phakathi kwelizwe lethu, kuze kuthi phakathi kwabantu abangakamoya kakhulu esilabo, ungaya emadodeni labafazi bakamoya, futhi ufumane enhlizweni yabo ukuthi kukhona okusilelayo.
We have been, in the last few weeks, I've been going over some of these things and finding that in the man that I thought was the kernel, yet I find that they're putting emphasis upon temporal things.
Yes.
Going around and saying, God gives me the biggest so-and-so. God gives, you're bluffing.
Sibe ngamaviki amalutshwana edluleyo, bengidlula kwezinye zalezi zinto, futhi ngithola ukuthi emadodeni engicabanga ukuthi babengumkantsho kodwa ngifumana beqakathekisa izinto zesikhatshana behamba besithi uNkulunkulu ngipha okuthile lokuthile okukhulukazi uNkulunkulu upha uyakhohlisa.
Great material things don't always rest in God's will. God makes the rain to fall on the just and the unjust. But what the world needs today is not a bluff of faith to try to bluff yourself into something and call it spiritual.
Izinto zomhlaba ezinkulu azimi entandweni kaNkulunkulu izikhathi zonke. UNkulunkulu wenza izulu line phezulu kwabalungileyo labangalunganga. Kodwa umhlaba okufunayo lamuhla asilo kholo lokukhohlisa. Ukuzama ukuzikhohlisa entweni ubusu yithi ngeyomoya.
Sometimes faith will do great miracles and still doesn't come from a spiritual heart.
Amen.
Did not our Lord say, many will come to me that day and say, have not I did this and that in your name?
Ngezinye izikhathi ukholo lwenza izimangaliso ezinkulu. Futhi ke kuyabe kungaphumi enhlizweni yomoya. Kayizange itshona inkosi yethu. Abanenge bazakuza kimi ngalolo suku njalo bethi ngangizange ngenze lokho nalokho ngebizo lakho.
And I will confess to them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. What is iniquity? It's something that you know to do right and don't do it. I never knew you, he will say. And we're living in that day.
Njalo ngizavuma kibo. Sukani phansi kwami lina benzi bokubi kuyini ububi into oyaziyo kuyenza ngokuqondileyo njalo ungayiyenzi ngangizange ngibe lazi uzakutsho futhi siphila kulolo suku.
What we need today is not a lot of material things. We have that. We don't need greater churches. We don't need greater congregations. We don't need more on radio and on television. We don't need so many more of these things.
Esikufunayo lamhlanje akusizo zinto ezinenge zomhlaba silazo lezo. Asidingi amabandla amakhulu, asidingi imbuthano emkhulu, asidingi okunenge kuwireless le television, asidingi okwengeziweyo balezi zinto.
But what we need today to be spiritual is a person that will humble themselves before God if they haven't got a penny. And will pray till that spirit within them is satisfied with the goodness of God and a revival takes place on the inside of their heart. That changes their attitudes and atmosphere that they live in.
Kodwa esikudingayo lamuhla ukuba ngabaka moya ngumuntu ongazithoba phambi kaNkulunkulu loba engelapeni njalo bakhuleke kuze kuthi lo moya ophakathi kwabo usithiseke ngobuhle bukaNkulunkulu lemvuselelo ithathe indawo ngaphakathi kwenhliziyo yabo eguqula ingqondo zabo lomumo abaphila kuwo.
You might not have a pair of shoes on your feet. You might be dressed in rags, but something in your heart saying the melodies of God.
Hallelujah.
Rather have it than all the money in the world.
Ungabe ungelazi cathulo enyaweni zakho. Ungabe ugqoke amadabudabu. Kodwa enye into enhlizweni ihlabelela amaculo kaNkulunkulu. Kungaba ngcono ngibe lakho lokho kule mali yonke emhlabeni.
So you can't say that natural things is always a sign of God's blessing. David spoke that to the Lord, and he'd seen the wicked spread forth his like a great bay tree.
Ngakho ke ungeke utsho ukuthi izinto zemvelo zizitshengiselo isikhathi zonke zezibusiso zikaNkulunkulu. UDavide wakutsho lokho enkosini ukuthi wayebone omubi ecaye eyakhe njengesihlahla esikhulu semvelo esiluhlaza.
But God asked him, did you ever consider him at the end?
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wambuza Wake wamqaphelisa ekupheleni.
No matter how good of clothes we wear, how much we have to eat, that isn't what goes in the presence of God. This body that we dwell in perishes regardless of how it's taken care of. But it's the soul that's in man. It's a condition of the Spirit that moves into the presence of the living God.
Akulani ukuba siqoke impahla ezinhle kangakanani kungakanani esikudlayo akusikho kuya ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu. Lumzimba esihlala kuwo uyabhubha kungelani ukuthi ukhathalelwa kangakanani kodwa ngumphefumulo ophakathi komuntu isimo somoya esiya ebusweni bukaNkulunkulu ophila.
But we take things for granted. We think that just because that we are a nation, so had Ahab and all of Israel in that day had taken things for granted that everything was all right.
Kodwa sithathi izinto kalula sikhumbula ukuthi njengoba siyisizwe nje kanjalo apho lo Israel wonke ngalolo suku babe thethe izinto kalula ukuthi konke kwakulungile.
Their priests and preachers had tried to tell them all is well, everything's just fine.
Abaprisita labafundisi babo babezame ukubatshela konke kulungile yonke into ikahle.
But they had one. He cried out against the wrong thing because this one knew that a holy God could not be satisfied with modern trends of an unholy religion.
Kodwa babe lo yedwa wakhalimela into engalunganga ngoba lo wayesazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ongcwele wayengeke suthiseke ngendlela zesimanje manje zenkolo engangcwele.
So does the God of heaven remain the same today? And all of our efforts and big things that we're trying to do, God will never be pleased outside of an entire sanctified life before him.
Kanjalo ke uNkulunkulu wasezulwini uhlala efana lalamhlanje. Kuyo yonke imizamo yethu lezinto ezinkulu esizama ukuzenza, uNkulunkulu kasoze wathokoza ngaphandle kwempilo yonke encwele phambi kwakhe.
We might build schools and shrines and tabernacles. We might have organizations, we might do great things, but yet God won't be satisfied until the human soul becomes a sanctified on the altar of God, consecrated for the works of God, and you don't find that no more.
Singakha isikolo, lamathempeli, lamathebanekeli, singaba lenhlanganiso, singenza izinto ezinkulu, kodwa ke uNkulunkulu angeke suthiseke. Umphefumulo womuntu uzungcweliswe elathini likaNkulunkulu, wahlukaniselwe imisebenzi kaNkulunkulu, futhi lokho awusakutholi.
You find our prayer meetings are so weak. Just about a minute of prayer, jump into bed. We find out that happens about once or twice a day. When all of us are guilty.
Ufumana inkonzo zethu zemthandazo zibuthakathaka. Umzuzu nje womthandazo weqele empedeni. Sithola lokho kwenzakala kanye kumbe kabili ngosuku. Lapho sonke sileqala.
Our nation morally is decaying. We've got Billy Grimms and Old Robertses everywhere.
Isizwe sethu ngokwembeko siyabola. Silabo Billy Grimms, labo Old Roberts indawo zonke.
But until there comes a thirsting in the heart of America to bring it back to a living God again, to a living experience, to an undying faith in a living God. We're only beating our brains, as it would say, out.
Kodwa ngaphandle kuze ukomela enhlizweni yemelika, ukuyiletha kuNkulunkulu ophilayo futhi, esehlakalweni esiphilayo, ekholweni olungapheliyo. kuNkulunkulu ophilayo siyaphaphatheka sidinga impendulo kuphela njengokuthiwoyo sizichayelela.
We might walk with our chest out with our collars turned in the back and walk down the street and desire to be called doctor or reverend.
Singahamba isifuba zethu siphandle simise amakhola entanyeni futhi sihambe esitaladini sifise ukubizwa dokotela kumbe emhlonitshwa.
We might pastor the greatest churches there is in the land. And we might be as pious as we can be that no man can put a finger on our lives.
Singelusa amabandla amakhulu elizweni futhi singaba ngcwele okokuthi kungeke kwaba lo muntu okhomba umunyo empilweni zethu.
But until that soul that's on the inside of us is on fire for God, until something in there that's yearning after Him, like the heart panteth for the water brook, my soul thirst after Thee, O God. Until we get to that type of an experience.
Kodwa umphefumulo phakathi kwethu uzuvuthe ngoNkulunkulu kuze kuthi eyinye into phakathi lapho lokho kumlangazelela yena njengempala inqonela isifula samanzi. Umphefumulo wami omele wena, O Nkulunkulu, size sifike kulolo hlobo lwesehlakalo.
Therefore, communism and so forth will gain the grounds as they're doing, and all the journeying that we can do will never stop it. It's predicted to come, but God is calling to His church.
Ngakho ke isikhomanisi lakho okunye kuza kuphumelela njengoba besenza. Lokuhlanganyela esingakwenza kungeke kwakumisa. Kukhulunyiwe ngaphambili ukuthi kuyeza, kodwa uNkulunkulu ubizela ibandla lakhe.
How that this little woman must have been of the caliber of Elijah. Because usually your action shows what you are. And again, she had been chosen to entertain God's prophet. Remember, she was a Gentile, not a Jew.
Ukuthi lumfazi omncinyane wayeluhlobo luka Elijah. Ngokuba ngokujwayelekileyo izenzo zakho ziyakutshengisa ukuthi uyini. Futhi njalo wayekhethiwe ukugcina umprofeti kaNkulunkulu. Khumbula wayengowezizwe kungayisuye umJuda.
And the land was burning up. And no doubt that this little woman, being of that caliber, being of the believer type, for we see that God would not have called to her if she hadn't have been a worthy one to entertain God's prophet. For He would have never sent His prophet to a house that was unworthy.
Njalo ilizwe lalivutha, futhi kungela kuthandabuza ukuthi lumfazi omncinyane engowalolo hlobo, eluhlobo lwekholo, ngoba siyabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu wayengeke abizele kuye aluba kuyikuthi wayengafanelanga ukugcina umprofeti kaNkulunkulu. Ngoba wayengasoze athumele umprofeti wakhe endlini eyayingafanelanga.
It was not his choosing, it was God's choosing. It wasn't her bidding him, it was God bidding him.
Kwakungesikho kukhetha kwakhe. Kwakuyikukhetha kukaNkulunkulu. Kwakungayisuye owayemnxusa. KwakunguNkulunkulu owayemnxusa.
He'd been placed by a brook. The ravens were feeding him. But it was God's command for something to take place, and God surely went to a believer of the same nature of Elijah.
Wayemiswe ngasesifudlaneni amawabayi ayemondla, kodwa kwakungumlayo kaNkulunkulu ukuba ulutho lwenzakale. Njalo uNkulunkulu impela waya kokholwayo olesimilo sinye lo Elijah.
She was a widow woman. And we all know what she, a widow woman, would have went through with. Her husband dead and a young boy to raise.
Wayengumfazi ongumfelokazi. Futhi sonke siyakwazi ukuthi umfazi ongumfelokazi wayengabe edlule kokunjani. Elomkakhe wayesefile, lomfana omncinyane wokondla.
And in the lands there they depended on their crops. They didn't have projects as we have today and defense plants. They depended on their crops.
Emasimini lapho babephila ngezilimo zabo. Babengela msebenzi ehleliweyo njengesilawo lamuhla. Lezilimo zokuvikela indlala babephila ngezilimo zabo.
And because the iniquity of the people and their moral decaying had brought a drought on the land, here they was all starving and dying.
Futhi ngenxa yobubi babantu lembeko zabo ezase zibola babelethe ukoma elizweni babelapha besifa ngendlala langokufa.
And then we find that no doubt she'd prayed night after night, all night, as she begins to see that meal barrel going down, down, down.
Futhi njalo sithola ukuthi kungela kuthandabuza wayethandazile ubusuku ngemva kobusuku ubusuku bonke lapho eqala ukubona isigxingi sempuphu sisehla phansi phansi phansi.
And it must got to a place that there was not even another cup full of meal in the barrel. All she had was just a little handful.
Futhi kwafika esigabeni kwaze kwangabi lenye impuphu egcwala inkomisho esixingini. Ayelakho kuphela kwakugcwala isandla.
Death was coming right into the gate at her door. For there was no way of getting any more. The whole nation was starving.
Ukufa kwakungena phakathi esangweni emnyango wakhe ngoba yayingekho indlela yokuthola enye. Isizwe sonke sasisifa ngendlala.
And the horror was just a good spoonful left in the little container. Just that much oil and that much meal laid between her and death. She must have got real sincere about her prayers.
Futhi amafutha ayegcwala isipunu kuphela ayesele egabheni elincinyane. Amafutha engako kuphela lempuphu engako kuphela kwakuphakathi kwakhe lokufa wayephelela impela ngemthandazo yakhe.
You let that strike your home. It'll be a little more sincere than we are this morning. When we know that death lays at the door.
Yeka lokho kuchaya ikhaya lakho. Kuzabe kungokupheleleyo kakhulu ukwedlula esiyikho lamuhle ekuseni. Lapho sisazi ukuthi ukufa kuhleza emnyango.
And I believe maybe we think perhaps this. That she prayed all night long for one more day settled it.
Futhi ngiyakholwa mhlawumbe. Singacabanga mhlawumbe lokho wayethandaza ubusuku bonke ngoba usuku olulodwa lwaluyikuphela.
She could look at the pale lips of her little boy of about 3 or 4 years old and she could see her own bones dwindling away as the flesh was going from them. And it must have been a terrible thing as this mother seeing these things going.
Wayekhangele indebe ezimhlotshane zomfanyana wakhe owayengaba leminyaka emithathu kumbe emine ngobudala futhi wayebona amathambo akhe ohlokela phakathi lapho inyama isehlukana lawo futhi kwaba into esabekayo lapho umama ebona lezi zinto ziphela.
And yet with her hands before God praying day and night. Now we're down to one handful of meal and a spoonful of oil.
Njalo ke izandla zakhe ziphambi kaNkulunkulu ethandaza imini lobusuku kathesi sesisalelwe impuphu egcwala isandla lamafutha agcwala isipunu.
You know, it's a strange thing. May God let this soak into every one of you if you never hear me preach again. Let this be a message. It's strange, most strange, that sometimes that God does things that way.
Uyazi kuyinto engazwisekiyo. UNkulunkulu makavumele lokho kuthophele phakathi komunye lamunye wenu. Alubu ngasoze ungizwe ngichumayela futhi. Yeka lo ube ngumbiko. Ngakuzwisiseki. Ngakuzwisiseki kakhulu ukuthi ngezinye isikhathi uNkulunkulu wenza izinto ngaleyo ndlela.
You know, when we have confessed our sins and that every requirement that God requires, We believed on God. There's a circumstances has to be met. And it's according to his will.
Uyazi lapho sesivumile izono zethu. Senza konke okudingakalayo. Lokho uNkulunkulu akufunayo. Sakholwa kuNkulunkulu. Kulezi meko kumele kuhlanganwe lazo futhi kumayelana lentando yakhe.
We've confessed our sins. And we've made all the wrongs that we have did right. Done everything that we know how to do. Every requirement that God has made or asked, we have met that requirement. And yet he lays silent. He just won't answer us.
Njalo savuma izono zethu futhi salungisa ukona konke sikwenzileyo. Senza konke ngendlela siyaziyo ukuthi sikwenze njani. Konke okufunekayo uNkulunkulu akwenzileyo. Kumba akufunayo senzile lokho akufunayo. Kodwa ke yena uyahlala ethule. Akasiphenduli yena.
I'm sure that I'm speaking to people this morning who's come to that place. I've been there many times myself.
Ngileqiniso ngikhuluma ebantwini lamuhla ekuseni asebefike kuleyo ndawo. Ngafika lapho mina isikhathi esinenye.
When I went back and traced my life and turned over every stone, and I find that I did something wrong, I don't confess it and say, Lord God, I'll make it right and go do so.
Lapho ngabuyela emuva, ngahlola impilo yami futhi ngaphendula lonke ilitshe. Njalo ngiyathola ukuthi ngenzile okungalunganga, ngiyahamba ngivume. Bese ngithi Inkosi Nkulunkulu, ngizaku kulungisa futhi ngihambe ngenze njalo.
Then come back again and say, now Lord, thou art God, you answer me. Surely I met every request that you required me to do, and every requirement I have met it, and still he won't move. Seems to sit silent. That's when you've got to be sure that he is God.
Ngibe sengibuya njalo futhi ngithi manje Nkosi uNkulunkulu uzangiphendula impela ngenzile sonke isicelo obufuna ukuthi ngisenze futhi konke okufunakalayo ngikwenzile futhi kunjalo akenzi lutho ukhangeleke ehlezi ethule yikho lapho mele uqiniseke ukuthi uNkulunkulu.
Don't be discouraged. The only thing is that in your heart to be certain of God. My text, be certain first before you do anything. Be certain in your heart that it's God.
Ungadani into kuphela yile ukuthi enhlizweni yakho ikuqiniseka ngoNkulunkulu. Isifundo sami, qiniseka kuqala, ungenzi lutho. Qiniseka enhlizweni yakho ukuthi nguNkulunkulu.
And when you've met everything that he said, then you're sure that he's God. That's when faith goes to work right there. Faith stands steady, for it knows that he is.
Futhi nxa usuyenze konke lokho akukhulumayo, ngakho ke uyabe suleqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu. Yikho lapho ukukholwa kuqala khona ukusebenza. Khonapho ukukholwa kuma kuqinile ngoba kuyazi ukuthi unguye.
And you met every requirement. You believe that he is. And faith holds steady. Oh, blessed be his name.
Futhi usiyenze konke okufunakalayo. Uyakholwa ukuthi unguye. Njalo ukukholwa kuma kuqinile. Oh, malibusiswe ibizo lakhe.
Faith won't move, for it's sure that God is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek him.
Ukukholwa kunyikinyeke ngoba kuleqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu nguye. Njalo uyapha umvuzo labo abamfunisisayo.
May this go way down deep and never move from you, Branham Tabernacle. If you've met God's requirements and in your heart you believe that He is, God's only testing your faith. For He loves to do that.
Lokho makungene kujule futhi kungasuki kini thepanekeli lika Branham. Nga usuwenze okufunwa nguNkulunkulu. Njalo enhlizweni yakho uyakholwa ukuthi unguye uNkulunkulu. Ulinga ukholo lwakho ngoba uyathanda ukukwenza lokho.
You confess your sins and you met every requirement that God requires and still He lays silent. Remember, faith says that He is.
Usuvumile isono sakho njalo wenzile konke uNkulunkulu akufunayo futhi abe elokho esithulele. Kumbula ukholo luthi lona unguye.
Then faith holds on to it, not knowing what it's all about, but it knows that He is and it's certain that He is.
Ngakho ke ukholo liyabambelela kukho. Lungazi ukuthi kumayela nalani, kodwa liyazi ukuthi unguye, futhi liqiniso ukuthi unguye.
Then remember, if He is, His words has to be true. And if He required you to meet these circumstances, and you did, He's obligated to take care of His word.
Ngakho khumbula nxa enguye, amazwi akhe kumele abe liqiniso. Futhi nxa wayefuna ukuthi uhlangane lezimo lezi, futhi wakwenza, ubotshela ukuba agcine ilizwi lakhe.
Don't back off and say, "Oh, I never got healed. Oh, you poor, weak faith." Don't believe that.
Ungabuyeli nyovane, ubusithi yebo, angizange ngiphole, ngi owena kholo lobuthakathaka, oluyize. Ungakukholwa lokho.
If everything's confessed and everything's out, and you met God's requirement, faith holds right there. There's nothing will move it. He is. And you're sure.
Nxa konke kuvunyiwe futhi konke kukhutshiwe njalo wenzile konke uNkulunkulu akufunayo, ukholo luyagxila khonapho. Akula lutho olungalunyikinya, unguye futhi uleqiniso.
They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with the wings of an eagle. They shall run and not be weary. If they walk, they shall not faint.
Laba balinda enkosini baya kuvuselela amandla abo. Baya kuqonga ngamaphiko enqunqulu. Baya kugijima futhi bengaphela amandla. Nxa behamba abayi kuqaleka.
Wait, when you met His requirement, that brings your faith to a showdown.
Linda, nxa usiwenzile ukufuna kwakhe, kuletha ukukholwa kwakho.
If you have met God's requirements has been made, are met, and you have fully considered it, and you have done everything that God required you to do, then your faith rests right there that He is. Be certain of God.
Nxa usuyenze okufunwa nguNkulunkulu, sokwenziwe kumbe sokuhlangabeziwe futhi wakunaka ngokugcweleyo futhi wenza konke lokho uNkulunkulu akufuna ukuthi ukwenze, ngakho ukukholwa kwakho kuyaphumula khona lapho ukuthi unguye. Qiniseka ngoNkulunkulu.
You know, He loves to test us. He loves to see the reaction of your faith. Did you know that? God likes to see how you react.
Uyazi, uyathanda ukusilinga. Uyathanda ukubona ukusabela kokholo lwakho. Ubukwazi lokho na? UNkulunkulu uyathanda ukubona ukuthi usabela njani.
When you say, "Oh Lord, I believe You, Thou art my Savior. I believe that You are the healer. I believe that You are the one who gives the Holy Spirit. And the things that I am requiring, You are the God who gives that."
Nxa usithi, "Oh Nkosi, ngiyakukholwa, ungumsindisi wami, ngiyakukholwa ukuthi ungumsilisi, ngiyakukholwa ukuthi unguwe opha umoya ongcwele, njalo lezinto engizifunayo, unguNkulunkulu ophayo lokho."
And then when you confess all your sins and promise God what you'll do if he'll let you get well. And then because it don't happen, you run off like a coward somewhere. God can't use that. There's no way for him to use you. There's no way for him to answer you because he only answers by faith.
Futhi lapho uvuma izono zakho zonke, futhi uthembisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi uzakwenzani nxa engakuvumela ukuthi usile. Njalo ke ngoba akwenzakali, uyabalekela kwenye indawo njengegwala. uNkulunkulu angeke sisebenzise lokho. Ayikho indlela angasebenzisa ngayo, akulandlela angakuphendula ngayo, ngoba uphendula ngokholo.
Then all of a sudden you go away and he can't answer. But real true faith stands there, being sure that God is. He's certain that he is.
Ngakho ngesikhatshana ubusuhamba angeke aphendula. Kodwa oluqotho ukholo leqiniso luma lapho. Luleqiniso ukuthi uNkulunkulu nguye. Uqiniseke ukuthi unguye.
And if God asks this thing to be done to confess your sins and so forth, and you've done it, faith says that he is. It's certain that it's going to happen.
Futhi nxa uNkulunkulu ecela linto ukuba yenziwe, ukuvuma izono zakho, lakho okunye, futhi usukwenzile, ukholo luthi nguye. Kuqinisekile ukuthi kuzakwenzakala.
Your request has to be granted. Oh, I hope you don't miss that. If you're sure of God, God's sure of his word. He's only waiting to test you.
Isicelo sakho kumele usiphiwe. Oh, ngithemba awukuthi lokho. Nxa uleqiniso ngoNkulunkulu. uNkulunkulu leqiniso ngelizwi lakhe. Ulindele ukukulinga kuphela.
He did it many times. Let's rehearse one or two cases. Let's think of the Hebrew children. They wasn't to bow to an idol. God had confidence in them.
Wakwenza isikhathi esinenye. Kasilandiseni indaba eyodwa kumbe ezimbili. Kasikhumbuleni ngabantwana bamaHebheru. Babengamelanga bakhothamela isithombe. uNkulunkulu wayelethemba kibo.
And when they heard they had to go to the fiery furnace, they said, our God is able to deliver us from this furnace. But if he doesn't do it, we're not bowing to any of your idols. See, they were sure and certain of God.
Njalo bathi besizwa ukuthi kumele baye esithandweni somlilo. Bathi, uNkulunkulu wethu yenelisa ukusikhulula kulesi sithando somlilo. Kodwa nxa engasoza akwenze, ngasikukhothamela loba yisiphi sezithombe zenu. Bona, babe lempela futhi beqinisekile ngoNkulunkulu.
They know that he was Jehovah. They know that he answered prayer. But whether he did in their case or not, it would have to be for the good. So they just made their statement, confessed their sins, and walked into death.
Babe kwazi ukuthi uNguJehova. Bakwazi ukuthi uyaphendula umthandazo. Kodwa loba wakwenza odabeni lwabo kumbe hayi kwakumele kube ngokobuhle. Ngakho benza inkulumo yabo, bavuma izono zabo, futhi base bengena ekufeni.
When they were going to the fiery furnace, knowing that they were certain that if God let them burn up, he'd raise them up again in the resurrection.
Bathi besiye esithandweni esivuthayo, besazi ukuthi baqinisekile ukuthi nxa uNkulunkulu wabayekela besitsha belobe uza kubavusa njalo ekuvuseni kwabafileyo.
They were certain of God because they know that God would work everything for their good. And when we are certain of God, we know that God works everything for our good.
Babeqinisekile ngoNkulunkulu ngoba babesazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu uzasebenza konke ngokobuhle babo. Futhi nxa siqinisekile ngoNkulunkulu, siyazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu usebenza konke kube yibuhle bethu.
So they made one statement They were certain, and they walked right into the fiery furnace, and God let them walk there, sat looking at them. You want to see their reaction?
Ngakho benza inkulumo eyodwa. Babe qinisekile futhi bangena phakathi kwesithando somlilo esivuthayo. Njalo uNkulunkulu wabayekela bengena lapho. Ehlezi ebakhangele wayefunga ubono kusabela kwabo.
When the king said, "Did you bow when the trumpet sounded?" They said, "No, we did not bow." There's your faith. Hold it tight.
Lapho inkosi sithi likhothamile lapho icilongo likhala na bathi hatshi kasizange sikhothame nanto ukholo lwakho lubambe luqinile.
Well then, if you did not bow, you know my decree. Yes, we know your decree.
Kahle ke nxa lingazange likhothame liyasazi isimemezelo sami. Yebo, siyasazi isimemezelo sakho.
My decree is that the furnace will be hot 7 times hotter than it ever was, and I'll throw you in there. Do you now want to bow? No, we will not bow. There's your faith.
Isimemezelo sami kuba isithando somlilo siza kuba selwa kasikhombisa ukwedlula lokho ebesiyikho. Futhi ngizaliphosela lapho. Selifuna manje ukukhothama. Hatshi, kasikukhothama. Nanto ukholo lwabo.
God says, "Well, I'll see what they'll do about it. I'll see what reaction their faith has."
UNkulunkulu uthi kahle, ngizabona ukuthi baza kwenzani ngakho. Ngizabona ukuthi lulo usabela kanjani ukholo lwabo.
So he said, "Bind their hands and bind their feet and start them to the furnace." And they walked up that furnace with the fire in their faces. God's still standing looking at it. But they were certain that he was God.
Ngakho wathi bophani izandla zabo. Libophe lenyawo zabo. Libaqube liye esithandweni somlilo. Futhi bahamba kuleso sithando somlilo. Umlilo usebusweni babo. UNkulunkulu elokhu emile ekhangele. Kodwa babe qinisekile ukuthi wayenguNkulunkulu.
They had made their confession. They had made everything right that they know of. They were certain that he was God.
Babenzile isivumo sabo. Babenze konke kwalunga lokho ababekwazi. Babeqinisekile ukuthi wayenguNkulunkulu.
So they walked right up that fiery furnace. Right at the last moment, there he come riding out of the heavens on the chariot of wind. Fanned the breezes off of him while he console them and talk to them. God, let your faith come to the spot to where it'll react.
Ngakho behamba kuleso sithando esivuthayo. Ngaleso sikhathi sokugcina, wehla lapha emazulwini ngenqola yomoya. Waphephetha esusa umoya kibo. Lapho ebaduduza ekhuluma labo. UNkulunkulu yekela ukholo lwakho lufike lapho olusabela khona.
There was Job of the Old Testament, when Satan, our accuser, accused him of being a secret sinner. But Job knew that he had not sinned. He knew that he had confessed everything that he had done and put a burnt offering out there.
Kwakulo Job we Testament elidala, lapho Satan umangaleli wethu, emangalela ngokuba uyisoni esingasensitha. Kodwa uJobe wayekwazi ukuthi wayengawonanga. Wayekwazi ukuthi wayevumele konke ayekwenzile futhi wabeka isipho sokuthiswa phandle le.
That was God's requirement.
Amen.
That's all God required, was that burnt offering and a confession. And Job done those things.
Yikho kwakufunwa nguNkulunkulu. Yikho kuphela uNkulunkulu ayekufuna. Ileso sipho sokuthiswa futhi lesivumo. Njalo Jobe wazenza lezo zinto.
And Satan said, "I'll take his camels." Or he's a rich man. "I'll take his sheep." And finally he taken his children, the closest to his heart. Still Job stood pat. For he knew that God was certain he was God.
Amen.
Or he'd talk to him and he'd met his requirements.
Futhi uSatan wathi ngizathatha amakamela akhe ngoba yindoda enothileyo. Ngizathatha izimfu zakhe. Njalo ekucineni wathatha abantwana bakhe abaseduze lenhliziyo yakhe. Kunjalo uJobe wema enganyikinyeki ngoba wayesazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu yebo wayeqinisekile wayengonkulunkulu. Ngoba wayekhulumelaye njalo wayeyenze konke akufunayo.
Searched down and found out I've made every burnt offering. I said in my heart, perhaps when my sons gave a feast and my daughters attended, perhaps maybe they did secretly sin in their hearts, so I'll offer a burnt offering from them and confess their wrong.
Wahlolisisa futhi wafumana ngenze yonke iminikelo yokutshiswa ngithe enhlizweni yami. Mhlawumbe lapho amadodana ami esipha idili futhi lamadodakazi ami aya khona enxenye mhlawumbe bona ngokusithekeleyo enhlizweni yabo. Ngakho ngizanikela umnikelo wokutshiswa ngibo ngivume ububi babo.
Oh God.
Amen.
When a man keeps what God said to do, he's certain he's God.
He has the answer.
Amen. Faith calls him on the scene every time.
Oh, uNkulunkulu, lapho umuntu egcina lokho uNkulunkulu athi ukwenze, uqinisekile ukuthi unguNkulunkulu. Kumele aphendule. Ukholo luyambiza abe khona isikhathi sonke.
When you've done what you know is right, when you've met his requirements, when you've confessed and made right and done restitutions, lay it before God. I don't care how solid he is.
Amen.
He's still God waiting to put that faith there.
Lapho siyenze lokho akwaziyo ukuthi kulungile. Lapho siyenze lokho akufunayo. Lapho usuvumile futhi walungisa. Futhi wenza imbuyiselo. Njalo ukubeke phambi kaNkulunkulu. Kangela ndaba ukuba uthule kanjani. Ulokho engonkulunkulu. Elindele ukubeka lolokholo lapho.
You've done your works, now he wants to see your faith by your works. He wants to see what you'll do.
Usuyenzile imsebenzi yakho. Manje ke usefuna ukholo lwakho. Ngemsebenzi yakho. Ufuna ukubona ukuthi uzakwenzani.
If you've been anointed and prayed for, God's waiting to see what you'll believe about.
Amen.
Not run up next Sunday and run the next day and the next healer comes to the city. He's waiting to see your reaction on your faith.
Nxa ucothiwe futhi wathandazelwa, uNkulunkulu ulindele ukubona ukuthi uza kukholwani ngakho. Hathi ukuba ugijime ngesonto elandelayo, njalo ugijime ilanga elilandelayo, futhi lapho umelaphi olandelayo esize edolobheni, ulindele ukubona ukusabela kwakho phezu kokholo lwakho.
Amen.
Not walk back next day and say, I feel so bad, I don't guess I got healed. You're not fit for the prayer line in the first place. You're not ready yet. You don't believe that he is God.
Hathi ukuhamba ubuyele ilanga elilandelayo njalo uthi ngizwa kubi. Angikholi ukuba ngipholile. Awufanelanga ukuba sedendweni lomthandazo okokuqala. Awufanele. Awukalungeli okwamanje. Awukholi ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
You might say, Brother Branham, I disagree with you. Your own action proves what you are. By their fruits you shall know them.
Angi ungathi mfowethu Branham ngiyaphikisana lawe. Izenzo zakho ziyafakaza lokho yikho. Ngezithelo zabo uzakubazi.
The man says that he is a Christian and he still drinks and smokes and gambles and tells dirty jokes and says part of the Bible's right and part's not. He might preach the gospel and deny part of the Bible. He's still a sinner. He's not right yet.
Nxa umuntu esithi ngumKristu abe lokho enatha futhi ebhema njalo echova futhi ekhuluma insomo ezingcolileyo futhi ethi ingxenye yeBhayibheli iqondile njalo ezinye ingxenye azinjalo. Angatshumayela ivangeli futhi alandule ingxenye yeBhayibheli ulokho eyisoni akaqondanga okwamanje.
But when you openly confess that God is the same God.
Amen.
In your life. Applied in his hands to be, Lord, I am the clay, thou art the potter. then ask what you will. Faith will never move. It'll stand right there.
Kodwa nxa uvuma obala ukuthi uNkulunkulu nguNkulunkulu munye, lempilo yakho ibekiwe ezandleni zakhe. Kube Nkosi ngilibumba, wena ungumbumbi. Ngakho ke cela okufunayo, ukhola lusozelwa nyikinyeka. Liyakuma khona lapho.
Though circumstances will seem to fall from right and left, but that faith never moves because you're certain that he's God. And if he's God, he keeps his promise.
Loba izimeko zikhangeleleka zisiwa kusukekela kwesokudla futhi lesenxele kodwa lolokholo alusoze lunyikinyeke ngoba uqinisekile ukuthi unguNkulunkulu futhi nxa enguNkulunkulu uyakugcina isithembiso sakhe.
He can't make a promise and break it. If he's God, he's got to keep his promise. Oh, boy, I love that.
Hallelujah.
You've got to stay with it.
Angeke enze isithembiso esaphule. Nxa enguNkulunkulu kumele agcine isithembiso sakhe. Oh, ngiyakuthanda lokho. Kumele ahlale laso.
Job made his offerings. He done everything. He knew that he was right.
UJobe wenza imnikelo yakhe. Wenza konke. Wayekwazi ukuthi wayeqondile.
And here come the church members by some of the churches of other denominations. Said, Job, you might as well confess that you're a sinner. Or God wouldn't let you be punished like this unless you was a sinner.
Futhi nanka amalunga ebandla esiza. Amanye amabandla, amanye amasonto athi, Jobe vele uvume ukuthi uyisoni. Ngoba uNkulunkulu angeke vumele ukuba ujeziswe kanje ngaphandle uyisoni.
But Job said, I've made my confession. I put the burnt offering out before God and I'm not a sinner.
Amen.
He knew where he was standing.
Kodwa uJobe wathi, ngenzile isivumo sami. Ngibekile umnikelo wokuchiswa phambi kaNkulunkulu. Njalo kangisiso isoni. Wayekwazi lapho ayeme khona.
Then everything went on, just on and on and on. Just as hard as it could go. Trying to down Job and to bring Job to a place that he would deny God and deny that burnt offering.
Ngakho ke konke kwaqhubeka kusiya. Kusiya nje futhi kusiya. Futhi kusiya kuhamba nje kanzima. Kuzama ukuchayelela phansi uJobe. Futhi lokuletha uJobe endaweni lapho ayengamphika uNkulunkulu futhi aphike umnikelo wokuchiswa.
The very minute you take action upon anything that you confess, it shows your weakness.
Amen.
Your doubt of God.
Umzuzu nje lapho uthatha inyathelo phezu kwaloba yikuphi lokho okuvumayo, uyatshengisa ubuthakathaka bakho, ukuthandabuza kwakho uNkulunkulu.
You ask God for anything and walk around doubting, then you are a doubter and not a believer.
Ungacela uNkulunkulu loba kuyini? Futhi uhambe-hambe ukuthandabuza, ngako-ke ungumthandabuzi futhi awusilo ikholwa.
Job knew where he stood and he stood firm on that foundation.
UJobe wayekwazi lapho ame khona futhi wema eqinile kuleso sisekelo.
No wonder Pruitt said in his dying hour, on Christ's solid rock I stand, all other grounds is sinking sand.
Akumangalisi uPeronetu wathi ngehola lakhe lokufa. KuKristu idwala liqinileyo ngimi. Imihlabathi yonke lichebe-chebe litshonayo.
On that solid rock of Job's confession, even his beloved wife walked out. When his health was gone, and the boils was all over him. And he scraped himself and cursed the day that he was born. Said, may the sun not even shine. May the moon stay down at night.
Kulelo dwala eliqinileyo lesivumo sikaJobe. Lomkakhe othandekayo waphuma wamchiya. Lapho impila kahle yakhe isingasekho. Lamathumba esemgcweli indawo yonke. Futhi waziphala wasethuka ilanga azalwa ngalo. Wathi lelanga malingakhanyi. Lenyanga mayihlale phansi ebusuku.
His wife said, Job, you're so miserable. Why don't you curse God and die? He said, thou speakest like the foolish women.
Amen.
He was certain there was a God and he'd met the requirements. Oh, I feel religious.
Umkakhe wathi Jobe ulusizi kakhulu. Kungani ungathuki uNkulunkulu futhi ufe? Wathi wena ukukhuluma njengabesifazana bayiziwula. Wayeqinisekile kwakulo uNkulunkulu futhi wayenzile okufunekalayo. Oh, ngizwa ngikholekile.
He knew that he had met God's requirements and that tells it. God was testing his faith. He'll test yours. He'll test mine.
Wayesazi ukuthi wayeenza okufunwa nguNkulunkulu. Lokho kuqeda indaba. UNkulunkulu wayehlola ukholo lwakhe. Uyakuhlola lolwakho. Uyakuhlola lolwami.
But when we met his requirements, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
For the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. That's his promise.
Kodwa nxa sesiyenze okufunwa nguNkulunkulu, phendukani lonke libhaphathizwe ngebizo likaJesu Kristu. Kukho ukwesulwa kwezono zenu, futhi liyakwamukeliswa isiphiwo sikaMoya Ngcwele. Leso yisithembiso sakhe.
Any among you sick, call the elders of the church, let them anoint in all the prayer, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and God shall raise them up. That settles it.
Ukhona na phakathi kwenu ogulayo, gabiza abadala bebandla, gabamgcobe ngamafutha, njalo bemthandazele, umthandazo wokukholwa, uyakumsilisa ogulayo, lo Nkulunkulu uyakumvusa, lokho kuqeda indaba.
Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another. You met God's requirement.
Vumana maphutha en, omunye komunye, futhi likhulekelane. Uyenze okufunwa nguNkulunkulu.
These signs shall follow them that believe. In mine they shall cast out devils. They'll speak with new tongues. If they take up serpents or drink deadly things, it shall not harm them. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. That sounds it.
Lezi zibonakaliso siza kubalandela labo abakholwayo. Ngebizo lami baza kuxosha amadimoni, baza khuluma ngendimi ezintsha, uba bebamba izinyoka kumbe benathe izinto ezibulalayo, akuyikubalimaza, uba bebeka izandla phezu kwabagulayo, bayakusila, lokho kuqeda indaba.
Be certain of God. Be sure that in your heart that you believe that that's God's word. Joba.
Qiniseka ngoNkulunkulu. Woba leqiniso ukuthi enhlizweni yakho ukuthi uyakholwa ukuthi lelo yilizwi likaNkulunkulu. UJobe wayenjalo.
His wife said, why don't you curse him and die? Why you're getting worse all the time? How Satan likes to throw it at you.
Umkakhe wathi kungani ungamthuki yena futhi ufe? Kungani kulokho kusiba kubi isikhathi sonke? USathane uyathanda kangakanani ukuphosela lokho kuwe.
Why you're no better than you was when you snorted? You're no better than you was when them preachers prayed for you. Them preachers ain't right in the first place.
Ngani? Gawungcono kwedlula lapho ugcotshwa. Gawungcono kwedlula lapho labo bafundisi bekuthandazela. Labo bafundisi kabalunganga kokuqala.
It doesn't matter about that preacher. It's your faith in the living God what counts.
Amen.
Not what the preacher is what God is. The preacher never made the promise. God made the promise.
Akulandaba ngalowo mfundisi. Lukholo lwakho kuNkulunkulu ophilayo okutsho ulutho. Athi lokho umfundisa yikho. Yilokho uNkulunkulu ayikho. Umfundisi kazange enze isithembiso. uNkulunkulu wenza isithembiso.
Amen.
Not up to the preacher, it's up to God. And your faith to believe that that is God.
Amen.
So be certain of God.
Yes.
Be certain that it's God. And that's God's word, and God is in his word.
Akukho kumfundisi kuNkulunkulu. Futhi lokholo lwakho ukukholwa ukuthi lo nguNkulunkulu. Ngakho qiniseka ngoNkulunkulu. Qiniseka ukuthi nguNkulunkulu. Futhi lelo yilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Njalo uNkulunkulu uselizwini lakhe.
And Job said, thou speakest like a foolish woman. Said the Lord gave and the Lord taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
He was certain that there was God.
Futhi uJobe wathi, ukhuluma njengowesifazane oyisiwula. Wathi inkosi iphile futhi inkosi ithethe. Malibonga igama lenkosi wayeqinisekile ukuthi kuloNkulunkulu.
And when he got that out of his mouth, the thunders began to roar, the lightnings began to flash. God moved on the scene. God always calls him on the scene. He sat silent for a long time.
Futhi wathi ephumisa lokho emlonyeni wakhe, imdumo yaqala ukuduma, futhi lembane yaqala ukuphazima, uNkulunkulu wavela esehlakalweni. Izikhathi zonke kumenze avele kusehlakalo. Wahlale thule okwesikhathi eside.
That's what he's doing. Look at this bunch of hell-bound Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Church-going hypocrites. I'm not angry. But sin angers anybody that's right with God.
Yikho lokho akwenzayo. Khangela leli qembu lama melika ayesihogweni. Abazenzisa bayesontweni. Angizondanga. Kodwa isono siyazondisa loba ngubani olungileyo loNkulunkulu.
I'm not angry with the nation, I'm not angry with the people, but I'm angry with the devil who has caused these things to blind the people.
Acho kuzondela isizwe, acho kuzondela abantu, kodwa ngizondela uteveli, obangele lezi zinto zaphumputeyisa abantu.
These blind pastors and preachers, let them get by with some kind of a little man-made theology. You've got to be born again and God keeps his word.
Amen.
Laba bafundisi labachumayela bayiziphofu babenza baqhubeka nje lokuyinkolwanyana okwenziwe ngumuntu kumele uzalwe ngokutsha futhi uNkulunkulu yagcina izwi lakhe.
Seeing him as he's loving them, better be sure that there's God, having a form of godliness and denying the power thereof.
Ukumbona lapho ebalolozela ngcono ube leqiniso ukuthi kuloNkulunkulu vele simo sokukhonza futhi bewaphika amandla akhona.
This poor little woman, she knew that he was God. As that barrel went down, 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 circumstances got worse and worse all the time. But God was letting it get that way. He just loves to do that.
Lumfazi omncane ongumyanga wayekwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu lelo gogoko liphela 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 izimeko zabambi futhi zabambi. Sonke isikhathi kodwa uNkulunkulu wayesekela kusiba njalo. Uyathanda nje ukwenza njalo.
He loves to put your faith to a test to see how you act on it. Let you be anointed and prayed for, then make you worse. So come on, Satan, put him to the test. I know he believes me.
Amen.
God for it. Man.
Uyathanda ukuvivinya ukholo lwakho. Ukubona ukuthi uzakwenza njani phezu kwakho. Akuyekele ugcotshwe futhi uthandazelwe abesekwenza udlulisele phambili. Wathi woza Sathani mfake esilingweni, ngiyakwazi uyangikhola mina. Busisa uNkulunkulu laphakade. Oh mina.
Amen.
Put him to a test now. I know he took my word for it.
Amen.
Could he say that about you? He said that about Job.
Mfake esilingweni kathesi, ngiyakwazi uthethe ilizwi lami ngakho. Angakhuluma yena lokho ngawe na? Wakhuluma lokho ngoJobe.
Said, do anything to him you want to, but don't you take his life. For I know he loves me. He's made the burnt offering. He's made requirements. He did what I told him to do and he believes it.
Amen.
Now I roll him over the coals if you want to.
Wathi yenza loba kuyini kuye ofuna ukukwenza. Kodwa ungathatha impilo yakhe. Ngoba ngiyazi uyangithanda. Wenze umnikelo wokuchiswa, wenze okufunakalayo, wenze lokho engimtshele khona ukuthi akwenze, futhi uyakukhola. Manje umgiqe phezu kwamalahle nxa ufuna.
He took everything away from him. God doubled it when he gave it back to him. Sure he will. He puts our faith to a test to see if we really believe that he is God.
Wasusa konke kuye. UNkulunkulu waphinda kabili lapho embuyisela. Qiniso uyakwenza. Uyabeka ukholo lwethu ekuvivinyweni ukubona ukuba siyakholwa ngeqiniso ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
The little woman, no doubt, said, I prayed. I know I'm an unworthy Gentile. Remember Jesus spoke of her in the Bible. He said, wasn't there many widows in the days of Elijah? But he was only sent to one and she was a Gentile.
Lo mfazi omncane kungela kuthandabuza wathi, ngikhulekile ngikhulekile ngiyakwazi ngowezizwe ongafanele khumbula uJesu wakhuluma ngaye eBhayibhelini wathi kwakungelaba felokazi abanenge ezinsukwini zika Elija na kodwa wathunyela koyedwa futhi wayengowezizwe.
Oh, he said, I pray maybe when she seen that last little cake, death had done entered the gate and come into the door. One more bite of peace, and she and her son died.
Oh, wacho, ngiyacela mhlawumbe lapho ebona lelo cezu lokugcina lweqebelengwane elincinyane ukufa sekungenile esangweni futhi sokufika emnyango ukuluma kunye bobabili futhi yena lentotana yakhe bafa.
I can see her all night praying, and hot winds are blowing, and the earth parched, and the people crying and screaming in the streets.
Ngiyabona ubusuku bonke ethandaza, imimoya echisayo ivunguza, futhi umhlaba uhangukile, labantu bekhala futhi behlaba umkhosi esitaladini.
She walked around to the house, she looked at her little boy, looked at his little pajamas, they were all out, his feet sticking out, looked at her own hands wrinkled.
Wahamba hamba phakathi kwendlu wakhangela umfanyana wakhe wakhangela impahlana zakhe zokulala zonke zaziphumele phandle futhi lenyawo zakhe ziphumele phandle wakhangela lezakhe izandla zithwapene.
She walked back and forth and she said, I know that he's God. I made all my confession. I've done everything that he required, and I'm asking for our lives for his glory. God seen her.
Wahamba ezulazula kodwa wathi ngiyazi ukuthi unguNkulunkulu ngenzile sonke isivumo sami ngenzile konke akufunayo ngicelela impilo zethu kube ludumo lwakhe uNkulunkulu wambona.
Rest them is going out and having a big dance somewhere, putting themselves up, having a modern television show or something, carrying on with the world, but that woman was alone with God.
Inengi labo laliphumela phandle futhi besiba lomgido omkhulu kwenye indawo. Bezicecisa besiba lombukiso wetelevision wesimanje manje kumbe okunye beqhubeka ngomhlaba. Kodwa lo wesifazane waye yedwa loNkulunkulu.
Daylight broke, she said, the little fellow cried all night for something to eat. While I do with one little handful of meal.
Kwadabuka ukusa. Wathi umfanyana wayekhala ebusuku bonke efuna ukudla ngiza kwenzani ngemputshana egcwala isandla esisodwa.
You know that meal was Christ. Any Bible student knows that Christ was the meal offering.
Uyazi le mpupu yayinguKristu isifundi seBhayibheli loba isiphi siyazi ukuthi uKristu wayengumnikelo wempupu.
And that meal offering had to be ground with a special burr too. Cut every little piece of corn the same, because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And every believer believes that and rests upon it.
Futhi lo mnikelo wempupu wawucolwa ngesitsha sokugaya futhi kuze kuqume lonke uhlamvu lwebele lulingane ngoba uJesu Kristu uyafana izolo lamuhla futhi laphakade. Njalo lonke ikholwa liyakukholwa lokho futhi liyame kukho.
Hallelujah. You have all your co-farmer religion you want to. For me, I believe Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I make my stand in the world of infidels. I still believe that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Hallelujah. Ungaba leyakho endala inkolo epholileyo eqandayo oyifunayo. Ngokwami ngiyakholwa uKristu uyafana izolo lamuhla futhi laphakade. Ngenza isinqumo sami phakathi komhlaba wabangakholwayo. Ngilokho ngisakholwa ukuthi uyafana izolo lamuhla njalo laphakade.
Amen. That burst cut every bit of it just the same because he is the same. He's the same God that he was then, he is right now this morning. He always will be the same. That's what the meal meant.
Lezo zitsha zokugaya zaquma konke kwafanana ngoba yena uyafana uNkulunkulu ofanayo njengokuba wayenjalo unjalo okwamanje lamhle ekuseni uyahlala efana yikho okuchiwo impupho.
And the oil means the spirit, as we know according to Ezekiel 4 and so forth. That's the reason we anoint with oil, it's the spirit.
La mafutha acho umoya njengoba sisazi mayelana lo Ezekiel 4 futhi lokunjalo yiso isizathu sigcoba ngamafutha kumoya.
What is it? As St. John 4, the Father seeketh us to worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus was the truth.
Yini njengongcwele uJohane 4 ubaba udinga banjalo kuba bamkhonze yena ngomoya la ngeqiniso uJesu wayeliqiniso.
He was the meal offering, and the oil was the spirit, and the spirit mixed with the truth has got to bring something. Put it together, it makes a cake.
Wayengumnikelo wempuphu njalo amafutha la kwakungumoya njalo umoya uhlanganiswe leqiniso kumele kuveze ulutho kufake endawonye kwenze iqebelengwane.
Where's your faith when God's words preached in its simplicity, though it is power? Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, and the word goes forth for the meal. You've got the oil to mix with it. Maybe just a little handful or a spoonful. Whatever it is, it's real.
Oh, lungaphu kholo lwakho. Lapho ilizwi likaNkulunkulu lichunyayelwa ngokuthobeka kwalo, loba ngamandla alo. Ukuthi uJesu Kristu uyafana izolo lamuhla njalo lanini nini futhi ilizwi liyalanda impuphu ulamafutha ukuba uhlanganise lalo kungaba ngokugcwala isandla nje kumbe okugcwala inkezo kodwa loba kuyini kuqotho.
Now what's it ready for? It's ready for the cross. It's ready for self-sacrifice. That's what you have to do.
Manje kulungeleni na? Kulungela isiphambano, kulungela ukuzidela uqobo lwakho, yikho kumele ukwenze.
If the word's been preached and you've got the spirit in it mixed together, it's self-sacrifice to deny every pain, to deny every sickness, to deny everything is contrary to God's word and stand on it.
Nxa ilizwi selichunyayelwe futhi kulo moya njalo kuhlanganiswe lalo ndawonye kuyikuzidela uqobo lwakho, ukulandula ubuhlungu bonke. Ukulandula umkhuhlane wonke, ukulandula yonke into ephambene lelizwi likaNkulunkulu futhi ume phezukwalo.
The doctor says this, that, and it'll make a bit of difference. You stand on it because God said so. The meal comes. You got the oil, you mix it together.
Udokotela uthi lokho lokhyana kumbe lokhya akula mehluko la kancane. Uma uphezukwakho ngoba uNkulunkulu utsho njalo, impuphu yesa ulamafutha ulihlanganise lona ndawonye.
Now I hear a voice. It's a little after daylight. A voice speaks and said, go out in the yard and get two sticks. Did you notice the scripture said two sticks? The cross.
Manje ngizwa ilizwi ngemuva kwemini. Ilizwi liyakhuluma futhi lathi, phumela phandle, udobhe incwadi ezimbili. Unanzelele umbhalo uthe incwadi ezimbili, isiphambano.
She's got to be healing the oil.
Amen.
But she's going to be called on to act now.
Amen.
Act with it ever much you got, much meal or oil as you need. But you've got to act. Self-sacrifice.
Ulempupu la mafuta. Kodwa usezabizwa ukuba athathe inyathelo manje. Enze ulutho ngakho. Loba ulesilinganiswe singakanani. Ubunenge bempuphu kumbe amafutha owadingayo kodwa kumele uthathe inyathelo ukuzidela.
Two sticks. In the old times they never found a better way to make a fire. When you take a stick and lay it across the stick, light it in the middle, you scoop both ends, the Indians burn their fire.
Incwadi ezimbili ezikhathini zasendulo abazange befumane indlela engcono yokwenza umlilo nxa uthatha ukhuni uliqondanise phezulu kolunye ukhuni. Ulumathise phakathi laphakathi ukhwezela inqa zombili amandiya abasa umlilo wabo.
I've burned them any time all night long. Just take a log and it this way and one that way and just keep pushing into the fire as it burns.
Ngiwubasile isikhathi esinenge ubusuku bonke. Thatha ukhuni nje futhi lolu ngapha lolunye ngale futhi uqubeke ukhwezela emlilweni lapho ubhepha.
That stick was a cross. Two sticks, the Bible said. The boy said, go to the yard and get two sticks.
Lolo luti, lolo isiphambano, incwadi ezimbili, iBhayibheli yacho, ilizwi lathi, dlula egumeni uyedinga inkuni ezimbili.
The same time up on the mountain, there's a voice thundered down to the prophet and said, go to the city I have commanded. Oh my. Both of them obeyed. Something has to happen. Both of them are obeying.
Isikhathi sinye phezu kwentaba kwaba lezwi elatumayo kumprofeti njalo lathi yana emzini ngilayile obakithi bobabili balalela kulento kumele yenzakale bobabili bayalalela.
If the preacher preaches the word and the man that receives it believes it and acts upon it, something's got to happen.
Umchumayela ngachumayeli lizwi futhi lo muntu olamkelayo lona alikholwe lona njalo enze njengoba lisitsho lona kulento kumele yenzakale.
If you're a sinner, you'll have to be saved. If you're sick, you'll have to be healed because God promised it. If we are certain of God, as certain as He's God, He has to keep His word. Certain.
Nxa uyisona kumele usindiswe, nxa ugula kumele uphole, ngoba uNkulunkulu wathembisa aluba siqiniseka ngoNkulunkulu. Ngokuqiniseka njengoba enguNkulunkulu, kumele agcine ilizwi lakhe impela.
Then the command must go to the city, for I have commanded a widow woman. A vision broke before the prophet. Here he comes walking. He doesn't know where he's going. It don't make any difference.
Amen.
He's just obeying.
Ngakho ke umlayo waba yana emzini ngoba ngilayile umfazi ongumfelokazi. Umbono waqhamuka phambi komprofeti. Nangu esiza ehamba. Gakwazi lapha yakhona. Akutsho lutho. Uyalalela nje.
She don't know where the sticks will be laying, but there's two sticks in the yard somewhere. She starts off.
Gakwazi lapho inkuni ezabe zikhona. Kodwa kukhona inkuni ezimbili kwenye indawo egumeni.
She goes out in the yard. She looks at, oh, how hot. The screams from the city. The night prowlers coming in, that stramming along, drinking their wines and so forth.
Wasuka waphumela egumeni wathalaza, oh, kuchisa kanjani imikhosi esuka emzini, inzulane zebusuku zisiza lapho zigaqagaqa benatha iwayini lapho futhi lokunye.
She looks down the street, she sees nothing, she finds one stick, part of the cross, self-sacrifice, she gets another piece of stick.
Wakhangela phansi esitaladini kaboni lutho, wafumana ukhuni olulodwa, inxenye yesiphambano ukuzidela yena, wathola enye inxenye ukhuni.
And when she picked up that second stick, oh, how doom it must have been. Death laying at the door, her and her son had to eat one little piece of a whole cake and die. That was all of it. And sometimes right in the midst of gloom that we hear the voice.
Futhi lapho edopa lolo khuni lwesibili, oh, kwakunyukumele njani ukufa kuhleze emnyango. Yena futhi le ndodana yakhe babemele badle isiqephu sekhekhe njalo bafe. Kwakuyikho kuphela futhi kwezinye isikhathi phakathi kokunyukumala lapho sisizwa ilizwi.
When she picked up that second stick and started back, that was a voice come over the gate said, fetch me a little water in a vessel.
Lapho edobha lolokhuni lwesibili futhi ebuyela emuva kwaba lelizwi eleza livela ngasesangweni lathi ngiphathele amanzi amalutshwane ngesitsha.
She turned to look with these two sticks in her hand with the meal and oil mixed and ready. She said she dressed it, mixed it together.
Waphenduka ukuba akhangele elenkuni ezimbili esandleni sakhe elempupho lamafutha kuhlanganisiwe futhi kulungele. Wathi waye kulungisile wakuvuba ndawonye.
That's what the word and the spirit has to mix together. Laid up on the cross of self-sacrifice to deny anything that's contrary to what you've asked. That's right.
Hiko lokho ilizwi lomoya kumele kuxutshaniswe ndawonye kubekwe phezu kwesiphambano sokuzidela uqobo lwakho ukulandula yonke into ephambene lalokho okucelileyo kunjalo.
I mixed it. I'm going to get these sticks. And that boy said, bring me a little drink of water in a vessel.
ngivubile manje sengisiyadinga lezo nkuni futhi lelo lizwi lathi ngiphathele amanzi amalutshwane ngesitsha.
She looks and she sees a man standing leaning across the gate, thin-cheeked, bearded, bald-headed, looking across the gate with an old piece of sheepskin wrapped around him. Looked like he was kind of a kind-looking old gentleman.
Wakhangela futhi wabona indoda emile, iyame isango ozihlathi sicakile, elendevu, okhanda lilempabanga, ekhangele ngasesangweni, elesikhumba esidala semvu, simembathisile. Wakhangeleka njengendoda endala ethambileyo ekhangeleka ilomusa.
She said, "I'll share my water with him. Waters of life. You're willing to give it to anybody to tell anyone to go anywhere."
Wathi ngizakwabelana la amanzi ami, amanzi okuphila. Uyathanda ukupha loba ngubani, ukutshela loba ngubani, ukuya loba ngapi.
Just a moment, sir. She starts back with the sticks in her hand. And the voice thundered again. "Not only do you share your water, but bring me a little morsel of bread in your hand. Bread of life, water of life." Was it of life? She'd die as soon as that perished.
Kancane nje umzana wabuyela emuva elenkuni ezandleni zakhe. Futhi ilizwi laduma njalo. "Kawabi kuphela amanzi akho, kodwa ngiphathele ucezu oluncane lwesinkwa esandleni sakho. Isinkwa sokuphila, amanzi okuphila, kwakungokuphila na. Wayeza kufa masinyane lapho lokho kuphela."
Bring me your water, bring me your bread. What do we find here? What lesson can we find? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, other things will be added.
Ngiphathele amanzi akho, futhi ngiphathele isinkwa sakho. Sifumanani lapha? Isifundo bani esisifumanayo? Funani kuqala umbuso kaNkulunkulu lokulunga kwakhe. Konke ezinye izinto ziza kwengezwa.
Bring me a little water and a morsel of bread. Then she turns in her gloom. I can hear her say, "Sir," something like this, "You're different from man that I've seen. And man that I hear speak, you seem to be so positive of what you're saying."
Ngiphathele amanzi amalutshwane. Futhi locezu lesinkwa futhi ke waphenduka ngokunyukubala kwakhe. Ngiyamuzwe sithi umzana enye into enjengaleyi ujiyene lamanye amadoda engengiwabona njalo lamadoda engiwezwa ekhuluma ukhangeleka uqinisekile ngalokho okukhulumayo.
But if I only got enough meal, just a handful and just a spoonful of oil, I've dressed it and I'm going to cook it with these two sticks. And I'm going to eat it, me and my son, and die. That's all I got."
Kodwa ngilempuphu eyeneleyo egcwala isandla kuphela, futhi lamafutha agcwala ukhezo kuphela. Sengikulungisile, futhi ngiza kupheka ngalezi nkuni ezimbili, njalo ngiza kudla mina lentodana yami, futhi sife. Yikho kuphela engilakho.
What were your name next? "But fetch me the little cake first."
Amen.
God first. No matter what anybody else says, what anything else, what any evidence, how gloomy it looks, whatever it may be, take God first. His word first.
Ikuyini esikuzwayo ngakho ke okulandelayo na? Kodwa ngiphathele ikhekhe elincinyane kuqala. UNkulunkulu kuqala. Kungelani ukuthi omunye uthini? Ukuthi loba kuyini, loba yibufakazi bani, kukhangeleka kunyukubele kanjani, loba kuyini, thatha uNkulunkulu kuqala, ilizwi lakhe kuqala.
Doctor said I can't get well, but his word first.
Amen.
I'm too much of a sinner, I'm a prostitute, I'm a gambler, I'm a drunkard. God's word first.
Udokotela uthe angingeke ngiphole, kodwa ilizwi lakhe kuqala. Ngisone ngokudluliseleyo, ngiyisifebe, ngingumchovi ngemali, ngiyisidakwa, ilizwi likaNkulunkulu kuqala.
Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Red like crimson, they'll be white like wool. First God.
Loba izono zakho zibomvu ziyakuba mhlophe njengonqoqwane. Zibomvu njengobubomvu kakhulu, ziyakuba mhlophe njengoboya bezimvu, kuqala uNkulunkulu.
Go bring me a little cake first. All that you've got, bring it to me. Are you willing to give it into his hand?
Hamba ungiphathele ikhekhe elincinyane kuqala. Konke lokho lakho kulethe kimi. Uyathanda ukunikeza ezandleni zakhe na?
My life, all that I am, I'm 50 years old. Are you willing, William Branham, to lay it to me? Are you willing, you little children, to lay your life to me? Are you willing? Can you do it, sick people? Can you trust me? Put me first.
Impilo yami, konke lokho engiyikho, ngile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu ubudala. Uyathanda yini, William Branham, ukuyibeka kimi? Liyafuna yini lina bantwanyana ukubeka impilo yenu kimi? Liyathanda na, lingakwenza bantu abagulayo, lingangithemba, lingibeke kuqala.
Bring a morsel of bread in your hand and fetch me a little water. She looked at him. There was something told her that man knew what he was talking about.
Leta ucwezu lwesinkwa esandleni sakho futhi ungiphathele amanzi amalutshwana. Wamkhangela kwakule nyinto eyamtshela ukuthi loo ndoda wayekwazi ukuthi wayekhuluma ngani.
God knows his own. Sheep, my sheep know my voice. They know whether it's scripture or not, whether it's right or not.
UNkulunkulu uyazazi ezakhe ngokwakhe izimvu. Ezami izimvu ziyalazi elami ilizwi. Ziyakwazi ukuthi ngumbhalo kumbe qa. Loba kulungile kumbe qa.
She turns in obedience. That's what you've got to do. And when she turned to obey what the prophet said to, then come the thunder from heaven. That every man looks to hear.
Wapenduka ngokulalela. Ikomele ukwenze futhi lapho ependuka ukulalela lokho umprophet atha kwenze kwasokusiza umdumo uvela ezulwini umuntu wonke okhangelele ukuzwa.
For there cometh thunder out of the voice of the prophet, and every sinner and every sick person longs to hear, thus saith the Lord.
Ngoba kwavela umdumo elizwini lomprofeti elilangazelelwa ukuziwa yisoni sonke futhi lomuntu wonke ogulayo. Icho njalo inkosi.
How we long, dear. How that people set my driveway and say, come to this door, my daughters and such, my baby, my soul. Just say the word.
Silangazela njani ukuzwa lokho. Ukuthi abantu bahlala njani endleleni eqonde emzini wami. Bathi woza kulumnyango. Indodakazi yami sekuthini. Usane lwami bakithi soluyehlile. Khuluma nje ilizwi.
How can you say it before it's in your mouth? You'd be saying it yourself. But they long to hear that, thus saith the Lord.
Ungakukhuluma kanjani? Kungakabi semlonyeni wakho. Uyabe uzikhulumela wena. Kodwa balangazelela ukuzwa lokho. Itsho njalo inkosi.
There it come across the fence because she was obeying and the gloom broke. Thus saith the Lord. The barrel will not go empty though the cruse run dry until the day that the Lord God sends rain on the earth. Oh, what a consolation.
Nanko kusiza ngale kothango ngoba wayelalela. Ukunyukubala kwacitheka. Itsho njalo inkosi. Isiqhinga sikuphela. Kumbe igapha liwome. Kuze kube lusuku lapho inkosi uNkulunkulu ithumela izulu emhlabeni. Oh, yintuthu zobani.
She made the cake. She gave it to the prophet. She went back and made some for her son and herself. And they eat and drink with plenty hip on the earth.
Wenza ikhekhe. Walinika umprofeti wabuyela emuva futhi. Wenza amanye senzele intotana yakhe futhi laye. Njalo badla futhi banatha. Belokunenge phezu komhlaba.
Where did it come from? How did it get there? Scientifically tell me where that meal come from. Where did that all come from? How did it get in that crew?
Kwavela ngapi? Kwafika njani lapho? Ngokwesayensi ngitshele. Lapho okwavela khona leyo mpuphu avela ngapi lawo mafutha angena njani kulelo gapha.
She poured dry every morning. She skipped the meal barrel every morning and was dry when she went back
forevermore it was there.
Amen.
Wayelithela liwomile ukusa konke wayephungula isiqhingi sempuphu ukusa konke futhi sasesomile kodwa lapho ebuyela ukuyathatha okunye kwakukhona lapho.
Where did it come from? Take God at his word. Be certain of God. He's the creator.
Kwavela ngapi? Thatha uNkulunkulu ngelizwi lakhe. Qiniseka ngoNkulunkulu ungumdali.
You might have lost your health. You might have lost your fellowship. Take him at his word. Be certain that he's God. The gloomy times is looking now may not look so gloomy if you'll just take his word and be certain that he's God.
Ungabe walahlekelwa impila kahle yakho. Ungabe walahlekelwa ibudlelwano bakho. Muthathe ngelizwi lakhe. Qiniseka ukuba unguNkulunkulu. Izikhathi zokunyukubala ezibonakalayo kathesi zingeke zakhangeleka zinyukubele aluba ungathatha ilizwi lakhe futhi uqiniseke ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
In Germany once I saw a picture and it always stuck with me. A German painter has painted a picture that's called the Cloudland.
Echemeni kanye ngabona umfanekiso futhi wahlala unamathele kimi. Umapenda womJemeni upenda umfanekiso obizwa ilizwe lamayezi.
And when you see it off at a distance, it's the horriblest looking gloom you ever seen. Just clouds matted together. When you're looking at it from a long distance.
Futhi lapho ubona ukhatshana kuyikunyukubala osowake wakubona. Okukhangeleka kusesabeka. Ngamayezi ayelukeneyo ndawonye nxa uwakhangela ukude.
But when you get real close to it, it changes. It's angels' wings beating together singing hallelujahs to the Lord.
Kodwa ungasondela duze lawo kuyaguquka ngamaphiko ezingilozi echayana ehlabelela oh hallelujah enkosini.
So that's what gloom is sometimes. If you look at it a long distance, it looks gloomy and dark. But take God at his word and be certain that he's God and move up close to it. You find out it's just angels' wings beating together.
Ngakho ke ukunyukubala kunjalo ngezinye izikhathi. Nxa ukukhangela ukude, kukhangeleka kunyukubele, futhi kumnyama. Kodwa thatha uNkulunkulu ngelizwi lakhe, futhi uqiniseke ukuthi unguNkulunkulu, njalo usondele duze lakho. Uzafumana ukuthi ngamaphiko ezingilozi nje echayana ndawonye.
She was somewhat like Abraham was, called on to give everything she had, to lay it on the altar of sacrifice. Maybe you're called like that this morning.
Wayefanana ngezinye indlela njengo Abraham. Wayenjalo ebizwe ukupha konke ayelakho. Akubeke phezu kwelathi lokuzidela. Mhlawumbe ubizwe njengalokho lamuhle kuseni.
Give up your ways, give up your unbelief. Give up everything you've got and then take the oil and the word and mix it together and put it on an altar of self-sacrifice. You'll find out it'll call God on the scene as certain as I'm standing in this pulpit.
Amen.
Think of it while we pray.
Yeka indlela zakho. Yeka ukungakholwa kwakho. Yeka konke kwakho. Futhi ke ubusithatha amafutha njalo lelizwi futhi uliqubanise lona ndawonye njalo ulibeke lona phezu kwelathi lokuzidela uqobo lwakho. Uzafumana lizabizela lona uNkulunkulu ukuba khona. Kuqiniseke njengokuma kwami kule iphulpithi. Kucabange lokho lapho sithandaza.
Have you a need today? Have you a need greater than you're physically able to obtain? Is the money so low that you can't pay your rent? Is the children wanting new shoes and you ain't got the money to buy them?
Ulesidingo lamhlanje isidingo sakho sikhulu kwedlula ongakuzuza ngamandla akho imali intutshwana kokuthi ungeke ubhadalele irent yakho abantwana bafuna izicathulo ezintsha njalo awulamali yokubathengela.
Is the barrel empty at your house and the crew's about run dry? You can't buy feed for your stock and there's something wrong. Remember, he made a promise.
Isiqhinga sisela lutho endlini yakho. Futhi legapha selizaphela. Awenelisi ukuthengela izifiyo zakho ukudla. Futhi lapho kukhona okungalunganga, khumbula yena wenza isithembiso.
Are you sick and the doctor says that you need an operation and you haven't got the money to do it? You have need.
Uyagula futhi udokotela uthi udinga ukuhlinzwa. Awula mali yokuthi ukwenze ulesidingo.
Are you a sinner? Is your need great knowing if God should call today you'd be lost? Are you a backslider running from God? You know you belong to some church, but you know you're not right. Your own conscience tells you according to the word that you're not right.
Uyisoni na isidingo sakho sikhulu. Usazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu angabiza lamuhla uyabulahliwe. Ungumhlehlele muva obalekela uNkulunkulu. Futhi uyakwazi ukuthi ungwelinye ibandla, kodwa uyakwazi ukuthi awulunganga. Isazela sakho siyakutshela mayelana ngelizwi ukuthi awulunganga.
You have a need. Don't let these words fall in thorny grounds or on rocks. Stony hearts, may they fall in good fertile soil.
Futhi ulesidingo ungayekeli amazwi lawo ewela emhlabathini lameva kumbe phezulu kwamadwala inhliziyo zamatshe makawele emhlabathini olungileyo ovundileyo.
If you're sick and you the doctor says you can't get well and you promise God that you'll serve him all the days of your life and you're certain that he's God, come meet his requirement.
Nxa ugula futhi udokotela uthi ungeze waphola futhi uyathembisa uNkulunkulu ukuthi uzamkhonza yena insuku zonke zokuphila kwakho futhi uqinisekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu yena woza wenze akufunayo yena.
If you have a need, will you first do as much as to raise your hand to God that you have a need of something? God bless you. Let us pray.
Nxa ulesidingo ungaqala wenze lokho ukuthi uphakamise isandla sakho kuNkulunkulu ukuthi ulesidingo solunye ulutho uNkulunkulu akubusise masikhulekene.
O Lord, just as certain as I'm in this pulpit this morning, I know that there could not be one of those hands go up without you knowing it, for thou art God.
O Nkosi, ngokuqiniseka njengoba ngikuleyo iphulpithi namhlanje ekuseni, ngiyakwazi ukuthi akungeke kwaba lesisodwa zalezo zandla singaphakanyiswa wena ungakwazi ngoba wena unguNkulunkulu.
You said it is not so many sparrows sold for 2 farthings. How much more are you than a sparrow? How much more did you see the hands of those mortal beings in which your son Jesus died for? How more did you see their hands than you would a sparrow if it fell this morning?
Wathi intaka ezinenge azithengiswa ngendibilisho ezimbili na. Ledlula kangakanani intaka. Uzibone kangakanani izandla zalaba abantu benyama. Labo indodana yakho uJesu abafelayo. Ubone kangakanani izandla zabo. Ukwedlula lapho ubona intaka. Aluba ingawa lamuhla ekuseni.
I suppose for a dozen sparrows wouldn't sell for a penny this morning because no one wants them. It'd be the trouble of burying them. But you know every one of them. You know every feather that's in their body. You know every hair that's on our head.
Ngiyalinganisa ezi intaka ezilichumi lambili zingeke zathengiswa ngendibilishe yodwa lamuhla ekuseni. Ngoba akekho sifunayo. Ungaba lohlupho lokuzimbela kodwa uyazazi zonke ngayinye wazi siba lonke olusemzimbeni yazo uyazi lonke unwele olusemakhanda ethu.
Oh Lord, answer prayer. Let them be certain this morning that you are God and it's your spirit.
Oh Nkosi, phendula umthandazo yeka baqiniseke namuhla ekuseni ukuthi unguNkulunkulu futhi kungumoya wakho.
May the dullness and glamour of this modern day religion drop away from them.
Amen.
Say, oh, I belong to certain such church. God made that fade from their minds right now.
Makuthi ukufiphala lokukhangayo kwalinkolo yesimanje manje namhlanje ikhithike kubo besithi ongi ngowesonto elithile. Nkulunkulu akuthi lokho kufiphala enqondweni zabo khona kathesi.
In this one moment may they catch a glimpse of eternal life. And then they'll seek and hunger for her to know what God is. And they're certain that he is. He keeps his word.
Kulesi isikhatshana ngabathi chazi impilo elaphakade. Njalo ke bazayifunisisa bayilambele yona. Ukwazi ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngubani futhi baqiniseke ukuthi unguye ugcina ilizwi lakhe.
To the sinner, may they repent quickly, make ready for baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. And you promised you'd give him the Holy Ghost. You said it, Lord, you keep your promise.
Kulo oyisoni, makaphenduke ngokuphangisa, alungiselele ukubhapathizwa ngebizo lika Jesu Christu, njalo wathembisa ukuthi kuzakubanika umoya oyingcwele. Wakutsho Nkosi, uyagcina isithembiso sakho.
There's a backslider. That's certain that you are God and they've wandered away. May they come today because you said, though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white like snow. Red like crimson, they'll be white like wool.
Kulesihlehlele emuva esiqinisekileyo ukuthi wena unguNkulunkulu futhi bazulile. Mabaze lamuhla ngoba uthe loba izono zenu zibomvu gebhu, ziyakuba mhlophe njengeqwa. Zibomvu njengegazi, ziyakuba mhlophe njengoboya bezimvu.
And if there's those who are sick, may they realize that you're God. You keep your word. You must keep your word. And as they lay their self with their oil, the spirit that's in them that's confessing they believe.
Njalo kulalabo abagulayo, ukuthi babone ukuthi wena unguNkulunkulu, uyagcina ilizwi lakho. Kumele uligcine ilizwi lakho. Lapho bezibeka lamafutha abo umoya ophakathi kwabo ovumayo ukuthi bayakholwa.
And then also with the word, the bread of life, it's went forth, Christ ground up to him in the Old Testament and in the New Testament to show that he's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Njalo ke futhi lelizwi isinkwa sokuphila esiphumileyo uKristu abasixolelweyo ku Testament elidala njalo la ku Testament elisha ukutshengisa ukuthi uyafana izolo lamhla laphakade.
May they mix that word with the oral spirit that they've got, then stand to their feet at the altar saying, this is all I got, Lord, I bring it.
Mabahlanganise lelo lizwi lamafutha umoya abalawo bese besima ngezinyawo zabo kulathi besithi, lokho yikho engilakho Nkosi, ngiyakuletha.
Oh, how you'll multiply. How it'll call the God of history on that scene. How it'll make Jehovah rise with a heart swelling that I got a child that'll obey me. I'll put him through the test and he proves that he loves me and he believes me. He's certain that I am.
Oh, uzakwandisa kanjani? Kuya kubiza kanjani abekhona uNkulunkulu wembali? Kuzamenza kanjani uJehova ukuba aphakame lenhliziyo ekhukhumalayo ukuthi ngilomntwana ongilalelayo? Ngimdlulisile phakathi kwesivivinyo futhi uyatshengisela ukuthi uyangithanda njalo uyangikholwa. Uqinisekile ukuthi ngiyimi.
For it is said, he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and a rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. Grant it this hour as we commit it to you.
Ngoba kukhulunyiwe ukuthi lo oza kuNkulunkulu kumele akholwe ukuthi unguye njalo ungumvuzi walabo abamdingisisayo. Yipha ngaleli hola lapho sikunikela lokho kuwe.
Now while we have our heads bowed and those that are in need of anything, would you stand to your feet? That wants to place now, if you're not certain that he is God, If you're certain He is, God is going to keep His promise. Salvation, healing, whatever it is. If you're certain that He's God, stand to your feet.
Futhi kathesi lapho sikhothamise amakhandethu. Futhi labo abalesidingo loba ngesani, lingama ngezinyawo zenu. Labo abafuna ukubeka, manje nxa ungaqinisekanga ukuthi unguNkulunkulu. Nxa uqinisekile ukuthi unguNkulunkulu, uza kugcina isithembiso sakhe. Insindiso, ukupholisa, loba kuyini, nxa uqinisekile ukuthi unguNkulunkulu.
If you've got someone else you want to pray for, stand to your feet. If you're certain that He's God, make your request known in the assemblies of the saints. You're doing it as you stand to your feet.
Nxa ulomunye olaye, ofuna athandazelwe, phakama ume ngezinyawo zakho. Nxa uqinisekile ukuthi uNkulunkulu, yenza isicelo sakho. Sazakale embuthwaneni yabangcwele ukwenza lokho lapho usima nge.
I'm certain He's God. I believe that He keeps His word. And I'm sure that my request, I lay it under the blood right now.
Ngiqinisekile unguNkulunkulu. Ngiyakholwa ukuthi uyagcina izwi lakhe. Futhi ngileqiniso ukuthi isicelo sami ngiyasibeka phansi kwegazi khona manje.
If you do that, lay every sin is unbelief. You might be a church member, but I'm meaning sin, your unbelief.
Nxa ukwenza lokho, beka isono sonke, sonke isono, ikungakholwa. Ungabe ulilunga lesonto, kodwa ngitsho isono, ukungakholwa kwakho.
You're laying it down as a sacrifice. You're going to sacrifice that you're coming to the cross. You're going to sacrifice now all your unbelief.
Ukubeka phansi njengomhlatshelo. Uyakuhlabela. Uza esiphambanweni. Uzakwenza umhlatshelo. Manje konke ukungakholwa kwakho.
Give it over to Him and know that He is. And you're certain He's going to answer. If you're that, raise up your hand. Remain that way.
Futhi ukunikeze konke kuye. Futhi ukwazi ukuthi unguye njalo uqinisekile ukuthi uza kuphendula nxa unjalo phakamisa isandla sakho hlala unjalo.
Lord, Thou art God. Here's their oil and their corn mixed together. They're bringing it to the cross where the fire of God shall fall into their hearts. If they really mean that and consume that sacrifice.
Nkosi, wena uNkulunkulu, nanka amafutha abo lamabele abo, kuxutshanisiwe, bakuletha esiphambanweni, lapho umlilo kaNkulunkulu uzakwehlela ezinhlizweni zabo. Ngabe kutsho lokho sibili, futhi uqothule lowo umhlatshelo.
You'll move on the scene, rise the high waters. Coming from heaven in a chariot of fire, you'll shake the whole heavens and earth to reward them.
Uzakwehlela ube khona, phakamisa amanzi esigogo, uvela ezulwini, enqolweni yomlilo, uzakunyikinyika amazulu wonke, lomhlaba, ukubapha umvuzo.
As they stand with their hands up in the air, signifying that they believe and have laid themselves in every request that they got right on Thy altar.
Njengoba bemile, izandla zabo ziphakanyiselwe phezulu emoyeni, kutshengisela ukuthi bayakholwa, futhi bazibekile njalo, isicelo sonke abalaso, kanye phezulu kwelathi lakho.
Oh God of heaven and earth, the judge of the heavens and earth, surely the judge of heaven and earth will commit righteousness. Surely He'll keep His word. You who know the hearts of man, the hearts of women, the hearts of these people.
Oh, Nkulunkulu wezulu lomhlaba, umahluleli wezulu lomhlaba, ngeqiniso umahluleli wezulu lomhlaba, uyakunikeza ukulunga, ngeqiniso uyagcina izwi lakhe. Wena owazi inhliziyo zamadoda, inhliziyo zabafazi, inhliziyo zalabantu.
Lord God, I put my own hands up, for I know that I've got a change of ministry now. And I believe that you are.
Nkosi Nkulunkulu, ngiyaphakamisa ezami izandla, ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi ngile nguquko yenkonzo manje, njalo ngiyakholwa ukuthi unguwe.
I've seen you standing out on a pillar of fire.
Ngikubonile umile phetsheya uphakathi kwensika yomlilo.
I've seen you search the secrets of man's heart. Not one time have you failed. You promised it when you made it yonder across the street here when you first started dealing to do these things, and you protected me around the world and around and around. I'm sure you're God. I'm certain of that.
Ngikubonile uhlola imfihlo zenhliziyo zabantu. Ngawehlulekanga, ngithola kanye. Wakuthembisa lapho kwenza phesheya, ngaphesheya kwesitaladi lapho. Lapho usaqalisa ukusebenza ukwenza lezi zinto. Futhi wangivikela lapho ngibhoda umhlaba, futhi ngibhoda. Ngileqiniso unguNkulunkulu, ngileqiniso ngalokho.
I offer myself with these people and the sacrifice of all that I have, Lord, to you for service. I'm starting again, Lord, moving around the world. Help me, O God.
Ngiyazinikela kanye lalabantu, futhi lomhlatshelo wakho, konke engilakho, Nkosi kuwe kube yinkonzo. Ngiyaqala futhi Nkosi, ukuhamba ngibhoda umhlaba, ngisize, O Nkulunkulu.
If I disbelieve you at any time, forgive me of my sins. Forgive me of my unbelief. I know that you are and a rewarder of those that seek you.
Nga ngingazange ngikukholwe loba yisiphi isikhathi ngithethelele izono zami, ngithethelele ukungakholwa kwami. Ngiyazi ukuthi wena unguwe njalo ungumvuzi walabo abakudingayo.
Likewise, I confess the sins of my people this morning, their weaknesses and their doubtings, as they're standing with their arms in the air. I confess their sins, Lord, and all of our weaknesses.
Njalo ngiyavuma izono zabantu bami, lamuhle ekuseni, ubuthakathaka babo, njalo lokuthandabuza kwabo, lapho bemile izandla zabo semoyeni. Ngiyavuma izono zabo.
Send the Holy Ghost upon us with the seal of your approval that you are God and you're here now to receive us and to take us into thy arms and to redeem us of everything that we've lost.
Thumela umoya wakho ngcwele phezu kwethu kulophawu lokuvuma kwakho ukuthi uNkulunkulu. Futhi ulapha manje ukuba usamkele lokusamkela engalweni zakho futhi lokusihlenga kukho konke esilahlekelwe yikho.
If it's our health, may it be restored 100-fold. If it's our soul, may it come to us as a blooming, shining article filled with the Holy Ghost to be presented before God. If it's unbelief, may it be come to us again, Lord, with faith to move mountains. Read it, Lord.
Aluba kuyimpila kahle yethu, mayibuyiselwe ngokuphindwe ngokulikhulu. Aluba kungumphefumulo wethu, mawuze kithi njengento ehlumayo, ekhazimulayo, igcwaliswe ngumoya oyingcwele. Kuza kwethulwa phambi kukaNkulunkulu, nxa kuyikukholwa, makuze kithi njalo. Nkosi ngokholo, lokunyikinya izintaba, yipha Nkosi.
We believe that you're moving the Holy Spirit, saturating through this building over these people and in their hearts, moving them to accept the living God. This we do in the name of Jesus Christ.
Siyakholwa ukuba uyasebenza umoya oyingcwele enethisa isakhiwo sonke lesi phezu kwabantu labo futhi lenhlizweni zabo ukuba fuqe ukuba bamkele uNkulunkulu ophilayo. Lokhu sikwenza ngegama lika Jesu Kristu.
My faith looks
up. lubheka kuwe wena undlu lase Calvary
Savior
sindisi onwe ngizwe manje ngikhuleka susa izono zami zonke futhi ungavumi ngise du ngisuka kuwe.
Do you mean it? Do you receive it? Raise your hand. Say, I now receive it. Amen.
Uyakutsho yini ngenhliziyo yakho? Uyakwemukela yini? Phakamisa isandla sakho uthi ngiyakwemukela kathesi, ngiyakholwa.
Lapho
nginyathela indlela yobunyama yempilo lezinsizi zingihanqa.
Be
Oba
my God.
Gumholi.
Be
one.
Darkness.
Chono bunyama.
Today.
Ube.
Wasu.
Yesula.
Insizi.
Zokwesaba.
Nor let me.
Futhi ungavumi ngiseduka ngisuka ku.
Let us bow our head.
Masikhothamseni amakhanda ethu.
After this stern, hard cut message, rude and brought out in a rough way, but it's the truth.
Amen.
And if you humbly believe what you have asked for that you receive, don't you never let nothing push you from that straight road. Stand right there.
Ngemva kolukhuni oluqunywe kabuthundu umbiko ongelabubele futhi ulethwe ngendlela engebuthelezi kodwa kuliqiniso futhi nxa ngokuthobeka ukholo lokho okucelileyo ukuthi uyakwamukela ungavumeli lutho lokufuqe kusuka kuleyo ndlela eqondileyo mana khona lapho.
No matter how much I'd preach, whatever I'd do, or whatever any man would do, it'll never take effect till you accept it as your own personal property.
Loba ngingachumayela kangakanani, loba yikuphi engingakwenza, kumbe loba kuyini omunye angakwenza, akusoze kusebenze uzukwamukele njengempahla yakho uqobo.
You believe that with all your heart, everything that you have desired, if you've confessed your sins, God has forgiven you.
Amen.
Don't you never doubt it no more.
Nxa ukukholwa lokho ngenhliziyo yakho yonke, yonke into oyifiseleyo, nxa uvuma izono zakho, uNkulunkulu ukuthethelele, ungafi wakuthandabuza futhi.
If you're a backslider, you've been taken back this morning. If you need the Holy Spirit, then be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins.
Nxa ungumhlehleli muva, ubuyiselwe emuva. Lamhlanje ekuseni, nxa ufuna umoya ongcwele, ngakho ke babhathizwe ngegama lika Jesu Kristu, kukho konke ukwesulwa kwesono sakho.
That's God's word. He will not alter it for no church, no denomination, for nobody else. It must be that way.
Amen.
We got to meet His requirements.
Thank you.
Not the church's requirements, His requirements. That's what we must do.
Lelo ilizwi likaNkulunkulu akayi kuliguqula ngenxa yaliphi ibandla, ngenxa yaliphi isonto, kumbe loba ngubani, kumele kube yileyo ndlela. Kumele senze imfunakalo zakhe, athi imfunakalo zebandla, ezakhe imfunakalo, yikho kumele sikwenze.
He said the prayer of faith shall save the sick if you're sick. I've prayed the prayer of faith for you. You've prayed it in your own heart and believe it. Accept it. Stand pat on it. It'll have to be that way. Nothing can take it, no matter how gloomy it looks.
Wathi umkhuleko wokholo uyakumsindisa ogulayo. Nxa ugula, ngikukhulekele umthandazo wokukholwa ukhulekile enhlizweni yakho njalo ukukholwe kwamkele mana uxilile kukho kuyamele kube yileyo ndlela akula lutho olungasusa kuloba kukhangeleka kunyukumele kangakanani.
You say, well, it might look like I'm still sick. That doesn't happen. It's just angels' wings gathered together.
Amen.
That's all. It's God in a form of blessing.
Wena uti yebo, kukhangeleka kungathi ngiyagula. Lokho akutsho ngamaphiko ezingilozi kuphela ebuthene ndawonye. Yikho kuphela uNkulunkulu esesimeni sesibusiso.
It looks gloomy to you. Draw a little closer to it. Look at it again. See if it ain't God standing there. Keeping his word.
Kukhangeleka kunyukumele kuwe. Sondela kancane eduze. Lakho futhi ukhangele njalo. Ubone ukuthi akasuye yini uNkulunkulu emilapho egcina ilizwi lakhe.
As we have our heads bowed, I'm going to turn the service to Brother Neville, our pastor.
Manje lapho sikhothamise amakhanda ethu. Ngizakubuyisela inkonzo kumfo wethu Neville, umalusi wethu.